I'm Marcus Lemonis, and you're listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC. In 1996, with the help of his best friend Robin Koval, Howard Norielli opened Bowery Kitchen Supplies, a store serving professional chefs and home cooks alike.
Robin, why are these here?
The two soon married and started a family, and Bowery's reputation grew. Its vast selection, making it one of New York's premier kitchen supply stores. But then the marriage fell apart. Now, Howard and Robin can't stop fighting over inventory, over management issues, over everything.
Howie's a knife guy.
The store is losing money, and they're out of cash.
Robin, goddammit!
Located in Manhattan's popular Chelsea Market, Bowery draws tons of foot traffic, and its focus on both commercial and retail customers makes it a very unique concept. If I can whip the store and its owners into shape, I think Bowery could go nationwide. If you are into knives, this place has every knife you could think of. But as I walk through the store, the merchandising is really unclear to me.
There's everywhere. Gosh, it's kind of tight in here, huh?
Yeah.
Merchandising is an organized plan of displaying product in categories that allows the consumer to know where they're going and what they're looking for.
Jeez.
A glassware section, an appliance section, a cutlery section. It's not here. Everything seems random.
Welcome.
I'm Marcus.
Marcus, I'm Howard. I'm the knife guy, yeah, usually.
You're the knife guy.
Hey, I'm Robin. Partner.
Hey, Robin, how are you?
Hey, nice to meet you. Marcus.
So how long have you guys been in business?
20 years.
How did you guys get in business together?
We knew each other since high school.
Okay.
We were best friends.
It's my ex-husband. So we have two human children, and Bowery Kitchen is our first child.
You guys are 50-50.
Yes, absolutely.
Who's in charge between the two of you?
Howie.
I think me.
Only because it's just like Howie maybe started the business, but I'm not allowed to touch the knife wall.
Yeah.
This place is big.
I mean, we could take you around and show you.
I would love to see it.
Yeah.
And how many square feet is it?
4,000 square feet.
Because it looks kind of junky to me. Customer comes in, no directional signage.
Holy look at all these knives. That's a real deer's foot.
That is nasty.
That's a real machete. You don't see that in Williams-Sonoma, do you?
A machete makes sense for a cutting through brush or maybe even a martial arts store. But for a kitchen supply store? Yeah, not so much.
Would you like to buy one? Do these have good margins?
Yeah.
Like if you had a wall of aprons.
That would be amazing. Yeah. And I love it.
How important do you think that window is to you?
Very. All the glassware used to be in this window.
Which I hate. I hated
the glassware. He hated it. He made us move it. So I was like, okay.
People don't come here to buy glassware.
No.
I hated the glass.
Did you sell more glass when it was out here?
We sold more glass, yes.
I feel like I'm getting a good inside look into how both of them think about their business. Robin understands the real estate and the value of really using the space to sell products. Howard, he's just not into the glassware.
The knives make us much more money than the glass.
How much overall in revenue?
$3 million.
Of the $3 million, how much comes from knives?
$1 million?
That's good. That's a third. You know why? Because there's a great display. There's a product knowledge. It's the effort and the commitment to it. How much revenue got generated last year in this quadrant?
There's no merchandise here.
One metric in measuring a retailer's success or its performance is to calculate its sales per square foot. And in my opinion, Bowery has real room for improvement. In the last year, Bowery's done about $3 million in sales across 4,000 square feet, or $750 a square foot in sales. By using their space more effectively, they could raise that number dramatically. Take this window, for example. By using the space to merchandise product, space that wasn't used before, not only are you going to generate revenue, but you're going to attract people into the store just by the visual merchandising. And decluttering the space would make it easier for consumers to get around the store, finding specific departments. Now that's the easy stuff. I think if you do a few changes, that sales per square foot can go up by at least $100 for an extra $400,000 a year.
and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but it feels like a hardware store for kitchen stuff.
I think Howie was responsible for tons of things that don't sell. So we had to find space for all the that we have.
How much inventory is in the whole place? The longer you take, the more I know you're making it up.
It's about 600,000, I would say.
How often do you do inventory?
Not often enough.
How do you keep inventory?
I don't know. I'll see something missing and I'll put it on an order.
Honestly, we don't really do a proper inventory because our inventory system is weird and it doesn't work right.
Yeah.
And so, okay. This is the first time I've ever heard about an inventory system that where you scan the store with your eyes. Do you have a pencil and a piece of paper? Because it's not great, but it's better than nothing. Hi, I'm Marcus.
Marcus Lorraine.
Laurie, okay, yeah. Nice to meet you. We were just having a discussion about inventory. How much inventory do you think is in the...
Oh, gosh, we have to have at least 400,000.
Well, that's 200,000 less than they thought was here. Let me just chat with Laurie for just a minute. So, are you the general manager?
Yeah, because I manage most things.
So, what's the biggest challenge?
One hand saying one thing and then the other hand saying another.
Who are the two hands?
Howie and Robin.
Okay. Which one of them is here more?
Honestly, Robin.
Robin is. Where is Howie? Is he surfing? Is he playing cards, golfing?
No. I mean, sometimes he's out with clients or he's traveling.
When I first met Robin and Howard, I learned that Howard was the one in charge. But what I'm finding out is that he's there a lot less than Robin. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
These are the two receiving areas.
Laurie told me you're not here all the time.
I take a lot of vacation time, though.
You do?
I do.
When you say a lot, what does that mean?
2 weeks every 3 months.
Are you me?
I'm not you.
You take 2 months off a year?
I do too today. 2 months off a year.
But you're a business owner.
Yes.
In a struggling business.
Yes.
2 months?
Yeah. It runs on its own, basically. I mean, Lori, I have Robin. That's why you have a partner, you know?
All right. Well, I'm going to get back inside. I don't want to take any more time off. I don't know how a business owner could take 2 months off.
You can't get over that, huh?
I can't get over it. I've never seen it. I mean, I'm in awe.
Should I like to take my time? I'll tell you why. Because you only have, you know, so much time on this planet. Why shouldn't I do something with my kids, something myself, traveling?
But you're also a business owner, and when you choose to own a business,
yes,
sometimes you make sacrifices.
I choose that business not to own me.
I feel like sometimes he'll go away for all, and we've been here, and then he'll come in and start, you know.
You take time off too now.
This is my Xanax bottle right here.
The front of the store is all Howie. The knives are all Howie's business. We don't do any knife ordering. It's all Howie.
Stay away from it.
Yeah.
Or you get cut.
Or you get screamed at, you know.
When he's here.
When he's here.
Is that a big issue for some of the employees?
We actually quite like it when he's not here, to be perfectly honest.
You do.
Yeah. Because Howie can come in and say, I don't want that there, you know. Get rid of it.
You do it and you spend all day on it. And then you turn around and it's...
That is so soul-destroying.
Could you grab all of your financial data? And I'd like to sit down and go over it all of it with you.
Okay.
All right? You want to go ahead and grab it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, great. Let's start with the profit and loss statement.
So January through December 2015.
Total revenue, $3,136,000. The cost of goods is $1,381,000. Gross profit, $1,755,000. Total expenses, $1,876,000, leaving you with a loss of $121,000 last year. The two single biggest expenses are the payroll at $583,000 and the rent at $405,000. Can I see a balance sheet? So when I look at your assets, the line of credit is $111,000. The line of credit is a liability, not an asset. Let's talk about the liabilities. So $196,000 of payables, nearly $130,000 of it is past due. $111,000 to Chase, $185,000 to Mark.
That's my brother, yeah.
That's a loan from him?
Yes.
So the total debt is $492,000 and there's $30,000 in the bank. The business is in the hole right now.
The 185, that's not due right away. I can pay that off very slow. So we're not, you know.
You say you're not choking?
We're not choking.
Can you close for a week to do inventory?
No.
Okay, then you're choking.
The money that Howie borrowed from his brother went into goods, knives that Howie purchased from France, from China. It wasn't really a discussion that was had as partners.
You felt like you were left out of the decision making, yeah?
It happens, you know, but I have been dealing with it for 20
years. Does it make you feel insignificant?
Of course. I feel like it's still Howie's business. Like, I'm still working for him. I mean, I'm there, like, I sweat and bleed there.
This is my business. You know, I started it. You know, we're 50-50 because I gave her 50%. Unfortunately, I have a partner, and I overstep it.
I do love him. I do. He's my best friend.
I think more than marriage, friendship is.
We're much better friends than husband.
And that happens. Yeah. You've proven that you can generate revenue. You've proven that you are a horrible merchandiser. And you've proven that you are a fighter and that you survive no matter what. So I want to make an offer. $350,000 for 40% of the business.
It's been just him and I for 20 years. Now the two of us really, together we have more of a percentage than you, but individually you own more of our business than we do individually.
I'm not interested in giving up 40%. I'm interested in giving up 30%.
And so just like you don't want me to have 40 so that you have 30, I don't want you to have 35 and 35 so I have 30.
Okay. So then
Because quite frankly, I'm writing the check that keeps the doors open.
Not necessarily. The doors.
You got somebody else to write a check for 350?
Because
if
no.
you do, we'll they're going to take.
Going,
they're
going to keep going on the way
and,
we are.
And you will not survive. You
yes,
can't lose money, and have past due payables, and stay open. So my offer was $350,000 for 40%. Your counter offer is what?
To be equal partners. I feel. It's probably more comfortable.
I can live with that. I'll accept your counter offer of $350,000 for 33%.
Oh,
I want
God.
To remind you of something. When you take my check, I'm 100% in charge.
Well, what does that mean?
You'll see.
Oh my gosh.
We have a deal?
We have a deal. Give it to her, she handles it all.
I'll see you bright and early.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
I thought maybe we could just meet up here as a group.
Yeah.
So I wanted to let you guys know that we made a deal yesterday for me to invest $350,000. With that being said, when I look at the people, fantastic. When I look at the process, disaster. I don't know where the departments are. I don't know who's in charge of merchandising. I don't know who's in charge of inventory. But what I do know is that despite all those things, you guys kick ass. The question is, how much better could it be?
Right.
I did not do this for one store. I think there could be, with the right floor plan and the right system, I think there could be 20 of them. And I think this could be a $50 million business. We're going to establish departments and make visual merchandising an important part of what we do. I'll give you a good example. We're going to develop a glass department with a specific anchor brand. One of the ways that you improve the credibility of your business is to anchor each one of those departments with well-known brands. The credibility that you have as a brand retailer will spill over into the products that don't have established brands with really good margins. When I look at the linens and the clothing, I think you can do a better job of really being in the wardrobe business for chefs. But we're not gonna make decisions solely with our gut anymore. We're gonna let the data tell us, this is what we sell, this is what we don't sell. And the things that we don't wanna be in, they need to get liquidated, and we need to turn that inventory into cash. And we're gonna spend money on putting in a new POS system that actually ties to QuickBooks.
Thank the Lord.
Thank God.
And probably in 3 weeks, we're going to shut down for at least a week to remodel the store. Ready to go to work?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Great. We have to take a hard look at what sells and what doesn't. So here are the departments. Correct. Remember that the total revenue is a little less than 3 million, like 2.8.
This is 2015 or this is year to date?
June to June.
Okay.
So bakery, 245,000. The bakery department makes up almost 10% of the whole business.
Yes.
Big deal.
That's
right?
A big deal, yeah.
Beverage, only $22,000. Every square foot costs the company money. But all this space is dedicated to less than 1% of the business.
Yeah.
You want to look at how do we make every square foot make money?
Just like they're wasting the window up front, they're also wasting this wall here with a product that barely sells. You see, in order to really make sure this space works, you have to develop a merchandising plan, a planogram. You want to use the sales data to determine what department's going to be there, how it's going to be organized.
So we have to eliminate that department.
And quite frankly, if the department should even exist at all.
The textiles.
Yeah, it's the aprons.
$57,000 means there's opportunity there.
Big.
The glassware department did $130,000. How big should that department be, that glass department?
I mean, when we had it outside, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah. Like boxes full, cases.
Why did it go away?
Howie didn't like it, the front.
I didn't like it.
And then the knife business, only $457,000. You said it was a million.
I was wrong.
You were wrong?
Yes, I was wrong.
And so you have all that wall space in the front, the most important part of the store, for a department that does half of what you thought it did. That may have to shrink, or maybe the knives go in the back.
I don't agree with it. You'll lose a lot of knife sales. And most people that come in the store, they're like, wow, look at the knife, and they come in further.
We want to use more of the walls.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe shrink the knife department. So we know that the bakery department's great. Gadgets is a major department. We can make a bigger deal out of that. Bottles and glass, we can make a bigger deal out of that. So here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to liquidate stuff.
Anytime you're going to put on a liquidation sale, you have to have a purpose behind it.
Folks, head on in. Everything must go.
I want to generate cash. I want to see what product sells and doesn't sell. I want to watch how the customer navigates through the store. I want to watch how the staff interacts with customers.
La buena para carne está muy bien.
But more importantly, if I'm going to renovate this store, I don't want to spend $50,000 hiring movers to pack it all up. I'd rather generate the cash and solve all those other problems and get questions answered.
This can't be here, though. This you can't sell for a dollar. I don't know what this table is, but this is not selling for $5.
Suddenly, Howard starts racing around this place, trying to save what he calls his precious inventory.
Hey, Roger.
Yes, sir.
What do you notice?
Well, here's a news flash.
How many people are buying things?
Nobody yet. Can't even give it away.
Nobody wants it because you bought a lot of junk.
I blame the ordering department myself.
So you see the point? Inventory management is what kills people.
No,
it's like, even at a dollar, people don't want it.
What do you want to do, Helen?
I want to make an order for the Epicure. What about the 6-inch? I got it.
Howie, why would you be ordering knives?
Because we don't have a certain knife that people ask for.
But I mean, today? You have to order it?
No, I'm just preparing the order.
But shouldn't we wait until we see how the whole...
I'll get approval, don't worry. I'm gonna ask for approval.
Are you being a dick, or...?
No, I'm not being a dick.
It's obvious to me that Howard's just gonna do what he wants to do. Everybody hears working, trying to liquidate stuff, and I'm watching Howard reorder knives? What are you doing?
Howie, can you help me get people in, telling them stuff's on sale?
I'm not gonna stand out there yelling, everybody come in, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
And so everybody else will just solve this problem that you created?
40% off everything in the store today. 40% off. Come on in.
Store liquidation, everything must go.
Brand new items, 40% off. I don't like doing this.
Nor do I.
$20.58.
So we did 50,000 already.
We cleared a lot of cash and we got rid of a lot of stuff.
Hey there.
Alan, how are you?
Nice to see you again.
Hello, hi, Stephanie. How are
you? Today I'm bringing in my design team to go over the changes I want to make for Bowery. I want to make sure this store feels warm and inviting and has a really good customer experience with good signage and really defined departments.
So this could be a knife sharpener right here. From an entrance standpoint, you want to light this bad boy up so that it's more vibrant and bright. In 2 weeks, the store is closing.
Yes.
The key is, I don't want to pack up one box.
Right.
This should literally become a flea market.
Yeah.
There's no more stocking the shelves. No. It's a rummage
Nothing.
Sale.
Done.
Okay.
If everything goes, then you rebuild the store, you start over.
While this merchandise may be selling for lower margins, it's been sitting here for years. I'd rather have the cash in my hand so I can reinvest it into inventory that actually sells.
Would you like one of these at 40% off?
This is garbage.
This is rubbish. We don't need any of this. There's plenty of stuff to go through.
We've already liquidated $250,000 of merchandise. But with the week left before we close, we have a long way to go. So I'm stopping by to check on the progress. And while I'm here, I want to talk to Robin and Howard about the new departments we want to create.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
How are you, Marcus?
Stuff's starting to move.
Aw.
Hello, Roger.
Good morning, sir.
So I wanted to get you and Howard together to talk about the POs and the product that we're going to order. So let's grab Howard and have a chat.
I don't think he's here yet.
Okay.
We've got a layout to design and we have merchandise to order. And Howard doesn't show up. Fine. No problem. Robin's in charge.
If a chef comes here, he should see a RoboCoop on our wall.
What is a RoboCoop?
It's like a really high-end food processor.
So Made in America section?
Yeah, I definitely need
Love
that.
That.
During the holidays, I'd like to have a gift wrap station.
Very smart.
Kids cooking section, because everybody likes to cook with their kids, like little aprons, little hats.
I love that idea. And you have all the vendors for this?
Yes, yes, yes.
No
yes.
problem. Hey, how are you, buddy?
I wasn't feeling too well
no?
this morning, yeah, so.
Okay, so let me give you a little summary of what we were talking about is building Robin's dream store. And I think some of the ideas, quite frankly, are phenomenal. Like an electronics wall with the most basic to the most
elaborate. Electronics, yeah. We need people that know about the electronics. And we don't have enough people on the floor that know about
electronics. Do you like electronics?
And coming to this new store, are we going to be able to fit all those POs in here?
Robin, I thought you and I could go take a walk outside away from here.
Okay.
After watching Howard dismiss everything Robin is saying, I thought it'd be a good idea to take Robin outside and maybe have a chat without Howard.
I think my biggest concern is I don't know that Howard necessarily can appreciate what it is that you do.
I'm just so used to it. I'm just like...
exhausted. I want you to get more comfortable with forcing him to respect your voice. If you have an opinion, he has to listen to it. It's not okay that you want to put the glasses up front, and because he decides he doesn't want them there, he gets to take them down. Because that's not what an equal partnership looks like. That business will eat itself alive if the two of you can't work together. It will die. My money will be gone, idea will be gone, everything will be gone.
You can tell that Robin's almost convinced herself that Howard's opinion matters more than hers. But she has the respect of the staff, and her ideas are really good. And so she's going to have to put her foot down.
Now, this was just off my head, but I broke it up by department and started thinking, what are the things that I would like?
You can't keep doing that. I think it should be online, not your notebook. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just thinking. thinking. This is just my idea.
Yes, but you can look through the list to get an idea. I don't think you're in your head. You remember 397 vendors?
No, but you know what? I remember the most important ones. And I think we need to start fresh. Why shouldn't we be able to, like, sprinkle a higher end item? We want a professional chef to be like, their real deal.
Bowery Kitchen's not about high end stuff.
I'm not talking high end foo-foo, okay? I mean high end, like having one RoboCoop so that it represents.
What is having one RoboCoop?
Because somebody's going to have it. And
how much is that RoboCoop going to sell for?
You're going to be able to price it? One RoboCoop. We're not stocking 20,000.
So then somebody's going to ask you for the RoboCoop, and then you're going to have to reorder the RoboCoop.
So what? I'm talking about a tiny little wall. It's like a showpiece, like your deer hoof. That represents Bowery? Who in the Bowery has deer hoof? Bowery.
That knife section came a long way from where it is.
Yeah, but it's a mess. It's not, it's a mess right now.
Look, I'm glad that Robin is standing up to Howard and not allowing him to just roll all over her. But we have a time issue here, and we need these POs so the inventory can come, or this store is never going to get open.
So you guys need to work together.
Right.
Come up with an agreed upon list between the two of you of what in the hell we're going to carry here.
Right.
And as we think about creating departments and categories, we want to find what I would call anchor tenants in each one of our categories.
This is our wall of aprons over here, basically.
As you build out the departments, you want to have good anchors. So I brought Robin, Howard, and Roger to Tillet. They're a premium textile manufacturer of aprons, chef coats, shirts, and it really will help establish this entire textile department.
These are beautiful.
What I remember seeing is $57,000 was the total textile sales. Can you sell 10 aprons a day, an average price of $70?
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope so, yeah.
So $250,000 a year.
Right.
I think if you dedicate some space, I think you could do $250,000 to $300,000.
I think so.
We stock probably 90% of the Libby catalog, which is over 1,000 items.
Wow.
We also need to build out Robin's glassware department. We're at Balter Sales, one of America's largest distributors of Libby glassware, the number one glass company in the Americas.
To go up with glass, you know, it's just that didn't work for me.
Can I just tell you what my wall does?
Yeah.
Yes.
$5 million.
I'm sorry, Howie. Wall. Can you come on back? This is important. Your wall does how much?
Just this wall.
$5 million.
She has long-time customers as well.
And you have a lot of traffic.
I mean, a lot of traffic.
Tomorrow, they're coming to clear out more.
We finally shut the doors at Bowery after liquidating over $300,000 worth of merchandise, and I'm swinging by to go over the plans for the renovation.
Wow.
But I also wanted to talk to Howard about a few emails he sent me.
Does anybody know where Howard is?
The eternal question.
Robin, do you know where Howard is? Laurie, is Howard here?
No.
Look, I'm not happy that I have to postpone my conversation with Howard, but I can't wait to get this renovation started.
That's a great section for gift wrapping.
We got to generate some revenue and get this store back open. We're sorting and donating the old fixtures.
Watch your step.
Yes.
We need to clear them out so the contractors can get to work. We're adding elements like wood paneling to give it a home and kitchen feel. And we're changing the lighting, utilizing things like pots and strainers for fixtures. Overall, it'll make for a more enjoyable shopping experience.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marcus.
I've been getting those nasty emails from Howard for over a week now. Quite frankly, they're getting worse, and I'm back to have it out with him.
Howie, I don't know how to combat some of the emails and texts I've seen.
That's just because I've been left in the dark and I'm just, you know, worried about my...
They were pretty harsh. If I don't hear something today, I'm going to chalk this up to a bust and a bunch of bull...
Yes, I felt that it was bull...
I cannot wait around and initiate all this work. I'm coming into work every day. This is crazy. How am I going to make payroll this week? This is bull...
Yes. The vendors, I had no idea if we were going to be able to make payroll.
Why is that? You generated $300,000.
I came to Lori. I said, look, I need money to do this, to pay the vendors. She says, we don't have it.
I know the inventory that was in this building, over $300,000, was sold. So where's the money?
$300,785 has come in. That's cash. And I know it doesn't cost $300,000 to operate the place a month. When I got this, I was like, how could these people be asking for money?
I didn't ask you for money one time.
Howard
asked
for money.
Because I knew that we had reserves for a couple of weeks.
So, well, you asked for
money.
They're
afraid I'm gonna spend it.
Do you guys hide money from Howard?
Yeah.
Lori and I did hide money from him because I was afraid.
To protect you from yourself.
I was protecting him from himself.
I was on the impression that we had no money.
You gotta get the facts before you light the world on fire.
Sure.
Look, I don't love the fact that Robin didn't feel comfortable to tell me that she was hiding money from Howard, but in an odd sort of way, I'm grateful that she did that because she was ultimately protecting the business. But what I think is more important is that she looks like she's getting comfortable asserting herself as a leader.
I just feel that in your head, in your mind, in your body, you're the boss and you can do whatever you want.
I don't do all like everything that I want. I mean, she has some control over me. I mean, I don't just do what I want all the time, but we're here because of me.
This is still his baby. No matter if I'm 50%, whatever, it's still his.
Howard, if you could reverse time, what would you do differently?
I don't think I would have gone into business with her.
Who makes their wife 50%? I mean, technically, it's not 50% until you get divorced, right?
So the wife became 50%, and I haven't done here.
If you want to take it that way, you want to put it that way?
Is it the first time you had ever heard him he regretted giving you equity?
No, no, no.
Would you talk to your business partner that way?
I wouldn't be in business with her.
But I mean, look, you guys have your personal relationship, and that's none of my business. But she spends more time here than you do. It's because she cares. She does own 50% of it.
Absolutely.
And I do think it's important that you respect her decisions. And so you have to be talking to her as your business partner.
There's a lot of history.
He's the boss, and he's going to do whatever he wants to do, the way he wants to do it.
You got to stop. I can't continue to fund payroll and rent and not have the revenue coming in. So you guys need to make sure this gets done, especially you, Howard.
Despite all the headaches that Howard's been causing, we're still making progress with the renovation. The rest of the fixtures are being loaded in, and as soon as we receive the new product, we'll be ready for merchandising. Bowery is going to be new and improved. So I'm back at Bowery after my contractor called me and told me that everything was finished. Fixtures are done, the renovation's done. Now I'm just hoping that the product's on the shelf.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Whoa. It looks cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually really nice. We love it.
It looks like most of the areas are somewhat done. It looks like the knife department has zero done.
I know we have a lot of work to do.
Where is Howard?
I don't know where he is. I don't know.
I left a text and I left a message.
I actually have nothing to say right now because Howard knows he's supposed to be here and he knows that everybody's working their butts off and he knows that I'm tired of this behavior. And yet, once again, he's missing in action.
Hey, Howard, it's Marcus. It's 1 o'clock and I'm not sure where you are or why you're not showing up. Everybody's here working hard and there's literally a wall empty of knives. So it'd be nice of you to at least call back and tell us if you're alive, because they may kill you when you get here. Thanks. This is a very different glass presentation than what you used to have.
Yeah, I picked things that I thought were interesting. There's a mix of price points. I got all these speakers with like high-ends.
You did a really nice job.
Here's Howie.
Hey, Marcus.
How are you?
Nice of you to show up.
Yeah.
The report that I'm getting is that everybody and Robin are working their ass off, but you sort of roll in whenever it's convenient.
It's August. I always go away in August. I went to see my mother, and I went to see my girlfriend, which I always do in August, the slowest part of the year.
Yeah.
Nothing else for me to do here in those 2 weeks.
And I've put in over $400,000 between building this place out and giving you cash and paying rent and more than what we originally agreed to.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
Yes, I'm clear.
Okay, where the f*** are the knives? It feels like you don't give a f***.
That's not true. I mean, that's coming off the wrong way, maybe.
I even said to myself, does Howard even want to be here anymore?
Yes, I want to be a part of this business. Yes, I like it, but me and Robin don't stay on the same page. It's constant fighting about this and that and that and that.
This place would not exist, would not be open if it wasn't for her. All these shelves that are stocked, all this glass would not have happened.
I agree. I don't want to see her hurting because, you know, I have been an ass. I'm sorry. I know it'd be so much fun. We're good.
I don't want to speak too soon here, but it appears that we may have made a breakthrough. Howard's finally starting to show remorse, and he's acknowledging that Robin actually adds value to the business. And it gives me a glimmer of hope that we can actually make this work.
I do give a and I want to make sure that you get to see that this is going to be working and making the money that it needs to be so you can feel comfortable opening up another one.
We really need to have that grand opening next Friday. It's my expectation that you're here in the morning, the afternoon, and the night until this place gets done.
Okay.
And that Robin's not by herself.
Okay, you got it.
It's been one heck of a journey. The new Bowery Kitchen Supplies is officially open for business.
That's the boss right there.
Good to see you. Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
It looks spectacular.
You know, all the store merchandising is me.
I think it looks great.
When I first saw the store, it looked like a warehouse, jammed with products all over the place, with no rhyme or reason. Now the store looks organized, with strategic displays, clear departments.
I love the gadgets.
All this beautiful, fun display is all me.
And we use the area by the window to merchandise high-margin coffee and accessories. And the goal is to appeal to anybody that walks by the store.
Everything has its place.
Oh, okay.
And everything that's in here looks like it's had purpose.
And the knife wall is still front and center, but it's no longer overwhelming. It's organized with reduced SKUs, the ones that sell, with a much better presentation.
Right now we have like 5 major brands up there.
Really nice. And this is where all the Tillett stuff is?
Yep, all across the side here.
Before, the textile department consisted of aprons cramped in a very small space. Now with Tillett as the anchor, we have a chefware department that offers variety and quality. And the new glassware department really shines. Last year, the glassware department in total did about $130,000. But with specialty things picked directly from Libby, the revenue should at least double.
So can you pull on the system now exactly what you have and how much in each department?
Yes.
Before, the Bowery team guessed at their inventory. But now, with the new POS system, we'll never lose track of what we have in stock.
You'll never find the same print.
Okay.
This is a micarta handle. It's indestructible.
Howard and I don't have the same approach to business at all. And I don't expect that to magically just change overnight. But at least for now, he's showing up. He's got a good attitude. And most importantly, he's showing Robin the respect that she deserves.
It's better between the two of you?
Yeah, I'm not nitpicking her about little things here and there, that why'd you order this and why'd you order that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I do have more trust in her knowledge about the different departments that I just didn't give her credit for before.
I'm cautiously optimistic because as long as Howard steps aside and allows Robin to be the fantastic merchandiser that I know she is, this store has a ton of potential.
I would chalk this up as one of the biggest challenges I've ever had.
With Bowery being much healthier financially, and new processes in place, well, the Bowery Kitchen Supply Store may just open up across the country.
Should we take a group photo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
You've been listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC. I'm Marcus Lemonis. For more of The Prophet, subscribe today wherever you listen.